This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to plunge in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side of the... Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air.
In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot that you can get involved with. So the, man, I had a crazy... I had crazy day today. And I have a couple of people sending me stories all day long. I guess the rats are jumping ship when it comes to the new inmate known as Hillary Clinton. And I don't know much about sailing or anything like that, but what is it? You know sailing. Is it stern is the back, right?
No. Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you. You don't, well, what's the front? It's the bow, right? So the rats are running to the bow into the stern. And they're waiting to see their smoke turn to flame so they can jump. Figure they're better off in the water than they are with her. If you got two brain cells to rub together, I'm sure you feel the same way, right? So I guess we're going to talk a little bit about that. We actually have Bev Harris coming on tomorrow, coming on in the second hour from Black Box Voting. And they have video. They have proof. El Proofamundo. And they're working with the feds on voter fraud. So we'll speak to her in the second hour. Corey Duncan is going to join us at the end of the first break. You know, that makes all you guys very excited. And I think he should be pretty wound up. He's had a great weekend, right? Come on, where'd you just go? You were just here. There you go. So Christmas is coming. And listen, I have no problem doing this story. I know some of you are going to go, hey, it's too early for Christmas. Really? Have you been to Home Depot lately? Or Lowe's? Any one of those stores that thought it was great to put up Christmas trees right next to a witch, a warlock, skeletons. Who knew Christmas? What ornaments to have for Christmas, right? You could have a witch, a warlock, and a, skeleton. That's what it is. Okay? So Christmas stories, I guess, are in play. Now, in Maryland... And this is what I've been telling you, people. You got to get involved, right? You got to get involved in the conversation. You've got to get involved at your schools, in your education system. Don't leave it to other people. I mean, seriously, you've got school districts all over the country every year. That story's a little older, but it gives you an idea of what's going on, right? You have. There was a Maryland school district a couple of years ago that banned Christmas because it was offensive to some, a couple, a few. Yes, it was a Muslim group. We didn't want them to feel bad. That happened in Montgomery County, Maryland. Now they wanted to end. They wanted the end of Ramadan added to the list of religious holidays, just like Christmas or Rosh Hashanah. But instead of adjusting the calendar, the school board caved to pressure and made the holiday schedule religion neutral. Christmas is now winter break, and there's no such thing as Easter break. These are the, you know, if you've got a hypersensitive group, and it's always been amazing to me The way we seem to work now is if there's 100 people involved in a situation, if four of them feel bad, everybody else has to suffer. There were ways to encompass all of this, but no, we have to wipe it all out because one group in particular doesn't like it. They get upset about it. And I know some of you out there who think that separation of church and state is in your DNA. It isn't. It doesn't work that way. Our founding fathers never envisioned it being like this. Do your own research. Do your own homework. Do not send me emails about how our founding fathers were godless people. I don't want to hear it. I'm not interested. Right? But in Sweden, this is not a joke, but you know it works its way here. So when some of you hear this and you go, oh, that's over there. No, actually, it's coming this way. Now, Sweden no longer celebrating Christmas. They're going to ban the holiday for fear of offending Muslims. Again, Sweden has banned Christmas lights in the name of security. As immigrants continue to pour into the Scandinavian country, the country has seen a huge influx of refugees from the Middle East, especially over the last few years. And they're trying really hard to accommodate. So the way they accommodate is they take all the culture away from the people that have been there forever to make the ones coming into the country feel better, instead of teaching the ones coming in how to assimilate, how to do it the right way, how to become part. You came here for a better life. If you came here for a better life, why are you trying to change it back to where you came from? The Swedish Transport Administration has banned municipalities to erect Christmas streetlights on the light poles that the authority manages. This meant that many towns and countries will spread the season devoid of holiday lights. Now, according to I can't pronounce their name, but according to that Swedish Transportation Administration, they claim the decision had nothing to do with religion. It had everything in the world to do with security. The poles aren't designed to carry that much weight. They were only designed to carry it for the last 30 or 40 years. Hint, hint. And we have to remove anything that should not be there to make sure that the light poles don't fall over. Now, but many in the communities believe that the move was made to avoid offending Muslim migrants who continue to flood Sweden. The argument that the poles are unsafe for Christmas lights seemed to be invalid, given that the poles have been standing for years and years and years. I just find that interesting. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on, we can never blame the outsiders, right? Because then we're being racist or prejudiced or, I don't know, Islamophobic, homophobic, phobophobic. Can it just be we don't like our stuff broken? That we want you to take care of our stuff the way we do? And we're just not phobic. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for sticking with us. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Is this you? Are you happily engrossed in inconsequential cartoon trivia to the point that your socks can probably stand up by themselves?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do enjoy the time you spend with me. I do enjoy the questions that you ask. It's kind of tough to get to the feed because there's so many of you asking questions. You know, and some of you get mad when we do what you consider passing judgment on somebody. And the Bible does tell us to judge what's right and wrong. You know, again, I'm not going to get all preachy on you. You guys go to your own pastor. You figure this out on your own. But the Bible does tell us to call out what's right and wrong. Do call things right and wrong. You're never to judge somebody's relationship with God. You're never to judge where they sit with God. That's up to God to figure that one out with them, or talk to them about it, or have you. Again, Lisa from Illinois, thanks for joining tonight. Appreciate your time with me. Somebody asked to explain, and I don't get it. Maybe if I'm missing this and I don't need to do this, tell me. But the partial birth abortion, is nobody, do you really need to know? Do people really not know what a partial birth abortion is? Because I'll tell you, there's a half a dozen ways to do this. One way is when the baby is halfway out, when the head is partially out, they simply take a scissors and they either stab it in the back of the neck or they snip the spinal cord. And that's, you know, it's humane that way. And sometimes these partial birth abortions happen because the first abortion was botched. I hope I'm making you sick. You can find them online. You can find videos about them online and how they're performed and what they do. So, you know, when you have Hillary Clinton, who will not denounce, at least, at the minimum, at the bare minimum, partial birth abortion, how do you as a, forget a God thing, how do you as a humanist, how do you okay that as a humanist? How do you okay the taking of a human life? Would you not agree at that point? Or is it only human after the cord's cut? Well, I'd like to know what's your criteria? You can never get that from a Planned Parenthood person. They can't give you a criteria. When is it a life? When is it a human? Give me something to work with here, will you please? So anytime you end a life, anytime you end a heartbeat, you're killing something. Period. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not, that's the truth. You stop a heart, you're killing whatever that is. I don't care if it's an ant or a human. I don't care if it's a dolphin, if it's a monkey, if it's a dog. Right? What do you think would happen if I was in the middle of a town square somewhere, or a mall? Right? What are puppies? They go 9 at a time, 20 at a time sometimes? What do you think would happen if I grabbed those puppies as they were halfway out and started stabbing them in the neck and snipping their spinal cords? How long would it take before the cops got there, huh? What do you think? Yeah, I'm being disgusting on purpose. I can see I'm losing you, some of you, who don't have the guts to stay on and listen. Because that's really what it boils down to. This is what you're doing. We treat animals. We have more appreciation and respect for animals than we do for human life. No animal has ever invented something to save a human life or to save themselves. You see, look at water buffalo around a watering hole, right? When they see the lions coming, they ain't protecting anybody. They're on their own. Forget you. See you later. They ain't helping anybody. It's over. But I look at this and I I'm talking more and more and more to my Christian friends. And I'm saying, what is wrong with you people? And if God is telling you in his scripture, and I'm not going to spoon feed you guys anymore. You know better. You know where to find it. If God is telling you in his scripture that we need to have godly people ruling us, that we need to go and make sure that we find the godly people to rule for us, don't sit there and say, he's going to work it out, because it's not God working. He wants us to find the godly people. He wants us to put them in positions of authority. That's biblical. You go find that on your own. I'm not giving it to you anymore. Okay? I'm so tired of people saying God's in control. He's not in control of this. We are. He gave it to us. And I agree, Cynthia says something about harming children. Let me tell you what. I would have a hard time maintaining my Christian-like demeanor if you ever hurt one of my... Well, if I ever found out you sexually abused, you were close to me and I knew who you were, and you sexually abused, assaulted, or hurt some young kid, you'd be better off, yeah. You would be better off not being around me. I'll put it that way. But as Christians, we have a bigger responsibility than the others. Yeah, because if you believe, look at this, a Christian, if you believe in that God that you say you believe in, that you're going to answer to him at some point in time, you're going to see him face to face and discuss what you did, how are you going to get out of this one? Voting is a God-given privilege, and so it makes a responsibility. When God gives you something, there's a responsibility to take care of that. There's an understanding you're going to take care of it. Right? So many times, Christians are challenged, right? And even me, look at it, I'm challenged by Christians who wonder why I'm involved in politics or who I'm voting for and why. Right? Now, the Apostle Paul simply instructed believers to pray for kings and those in authority. But remember, in biblical times, citizens of Israel or Rome, they didn't have the option to vote. They didn't have the option to decide who was watching over them. That was not a luxury afforded to them. It was an emperor. He decided. But I want you to know that John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and the co-author of the Federalist paper, said that God has given to our people the choice of their rulers. The choice of our Christian nation. I thought, but Obama says we're not a Christian nation. And we're definitely not a Christian nation anymore. And not just because of Obama. Come on, guys, really, look around you. What kind of work have you done for God? What have you done? You know, if you caught one of the earlier segments, we have schools that have thrown out Christmas plays. They can't sing Christmas songs. They can't sing Silent Night because it has a religious overtone to it. You've allowed this to happen. You, me, whatever, you know, I haven't been on this path all my life. So when I started doing the radio show and started learning what was going on, it changed my way of looking at things. It's our fault. Are you at the school screaming? Are you making sure that you're voting in the right trustees to those schools so this stuff doesn't go away? It's legal. The Supreme Court has said that Christmas carols that talk about Christ, songs that talk about Christ and the Christmas season are fine and legal. They're more tradition and they're more history than they are religious, according to the Supreme Court of these United States. And every time we go to the voting booth, we're choosing the moral and spiritual direction of our nation, whether you want to hear it or not. That's how it works. Yeah, I got sidetracked. We come back. We're going to vote. We're going to talk about how voting is a primary way for Christians to stop evil, to get us back on the right track. Grumman Senior helps. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, listen, we're on vacation this week. You already know that, so it's been pre-recorded. I chose some of these shows just for you. But, you know, in light of everything that's been happening around the Christmas and just before Christmas, and, you know, Trump has not fixed the Christmas crisis, if you would. Yet. Trump has not fixed you Christians getting off your butt and doing what you need to do. And part of that is, you know, we've got an election coming up in 2018. You need to give some serious thought as to how you're going to participate. If you guys have gotten off your butts and voted in several elections, not just recent, but over the years, if you actually get off your butt and do something about it, off your knees and do something about it, We may have a major change in this country coming up over the next 8 years. You could have made the difference. We didn't have to have 8 years of this oppression. Romney lost, Obama won, the country lost by 5 million votes. 20 million of you evangelicals, you know, you're the ones that say you want to do God's will, you want to do what's right by God, sat home. And I don't buy, unless you can show me tablets where he wrote it. I do not buy for a second that he told you to stay home. Because it's all over the Bible how you're supposed to come out and you are supposed to take care of the things that God gave. I love you Christian eco-freaks, okay, where you hug the trees and everything has to be wonderful. We have to make sure we don't hurt the planet because God gave us the planet. Well, God gave us government. Didn't want to. He wanted to be our king, but we knew better. We wanted government, so he gave us government. Now, isn't it your turn? Aren't you supposed to step up, forget the tree, and take care of the government first? Because you know what? If you get the right people in office, if you take care of government the way you're supposed to, they'll take care of the tree too. No, I'm one of those nasty right-wing conservative Republican Christians. You know, the ones that hate anything to do with the ecosystem. But here's where you're wrong. I love God. I care about what God's created. And I'm willing to take care of it. I am not, however, willing to take care of the creation of the tree before I take care of man. One of his sons, one of his kids. Another point to look at is voting is a primary way for Christians to stop evil. That's right. Imagine if you saw an elderly woman being assaulted by a mugger, and you had the ability to stop yourself, but you walked away. You didn't pay attention. You know, I can't get involved in this. And you might not legally be culpable. But you're morally culpable. You should have done something. There's plenty you could do. Sometimes attackers, just knowing that somebody's there and seeing them and has witnessed it, they'll take off. Every year, more than a million of the most defenseless in our society, the unborn, are being murdered through abortion. And it is murder. I don't care what you call it. It's when you have a heartbeat and you purposely stop the heartbeat, it's murder. It ain't that hard to figure out. Okay, now, Trump has pledged to nominate Supreme Court justices who will either overturn Roe versus Wade or at least curtail late-time abortions. You guys, you know, I always said the same thing on the show. The law didn't work when God instituted the Ten Commandments and follow these or else. It didn't work, did it? Man still couldn't follow them. Jesus came and said, all right, you can't do the ten. Let's bring it down to these two. Right? We don't do well with laws, if you would. It's a hard thing. When you start realizing what it means, when you start realizing, when we teach our young people the values of their body, the value of life, all of this will change on its own. I do not believe a law is going to change this. I do not believe overturning Roe versus Wade is going to change this. Will it cut abortions way down? Probably. But until you change the heart of the people, you change nothing. It's just another law. 16-year-olds are forbidden to drink or buy booze. However, we find 16-year-olds drunk all the time. How does that happen? In the city of Chicago, you can't own a gun. You can't have a gun. You can't bring a gun into the city. What do we have? 40-some-odd people killed, shot at last weekend again. Drugs are illegal. You can't get pot in the street. It's illegal, don't you? But the kids are getting high all the time. Yeah, it works out really well, doesn't it? So changing the law isn't going to, we got to get the kids, we got to get young people, we have to get people understanding what true love and what value is all about. And you won't need the law. It'll be a moot point. In the last presidential debate, Trump articulated the clearest defense of the pro-life position of any Republican presidential nominee in history, including Romney, McCain, and others. I mean, think about this. Here's a guy that you all scream is not moral enough. Right? I mean, you're judging. He's not moral enough. He's not a good enough Christian. He's just, and for those of you who believe he recently became a Christian, he's not been Christian long enough. Where are you getting these guidelines? I'd like to have a copy of that book. Hillary Clinton has pledged to nominate justices who not only uphold Roe versus Wade, but she refuses to place any restrictions on abortion, regardless of the reason or the timing. Again, I would have come on stage with plastic, maybe those robot babies, just to show you how big they actually are. I would have been like 8 months 1 week, 8 months 2 weeks, 8 months 3 weeks. Here you go, full. What do they call it? You know, coming out of the birth canal. Here, this is what you're going to kill. And abortion is not the only issue that we got going on here, right? Over the last years, we've seen an all-out attack against Christianity, most religions in particular, right? Bibles being removed from hospitals. Talk about removing crosses or not allowing crosses in government-owned cemeteries. We've been through all of this. This is how stupid it's getting. You let the left totally take over, you're done. You'll get a slate, if that much. Right? They stopped the prayers in Jesus' name for Christian ceremonies of our dead soldiers. Christian ceremonies of our dead soldiers being buried, they couldn't use the name of Jesus. I've already told you guys. When it comes to our veterans and the fact that what they've done to give us our freedom, I don't care if they're Pastafarians. If they want to be buried with a spaghetti colander on their head, a prayer to the great Pastafarian God, they deserve that. They have a right for that. You start taking those rights away from our Christian soldiers, you're just wrong. You're just nasty. And if you don't look at who's going to end up being on the Supreme Court, see, for no other reason alone, look at who's going to end up on the Supreme Court. Where do you want to be in 10 years? What do you want your kids to have to put up with in 20 and 25 years? Can you imagine one of your kids going to prison, going to jail, being detained because he or she said, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. I don't believe in transgender/gay/lesbian lifestyles. I don't believe in those things. And they're thrown in jail for hate speech. And if you don't think it's going to happen, we've already have instances where you have a teacher in particular in Los Angeles is being looked at for hate crimes because she said, Specifically, she didn't believe in same-sex marriage. So don't tell me that, you know, you're making a big deal, it doesn't happen. Yeah, it does. You have to go looking for it because mainstream media is not going to tell you. You have to go finding these things out on your own because there's nothing that you and I, or most of you listening to the show, there's nothing that we believe. There's nothing that we believe at the foundation that mainstream media is going to see as an affront to us if we lose. It's not going to happen. Obama sued. Check this out. Obama launched an all-out attack against the Liberty, the Little Sisters of the Poor. Remember the Catholic charity? Right? Sued them, went after them, through the weight of the Justice Department after them, because according to their religious belief, they cannot support abortion. And part of the health care plan that they wanted, Obama wanted them to buy, were forcing them to provide health care abortion pills. So they were willing to take these people to court and everything else when those pills could easily have been gotten through Obamacare or some other thing at a local clinic or something. They were willing to throw out all the good that the Little Sisters do. They were willing to cost them all that money because they're prideful and headstrong and they're sure that their heathen ways are the right ways. And they're gonna fight and they're gonna, and you think Hillary's gonna back off of this? She's gonna double down on it. And you won't do anything. And I know some of you are out there working hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the ones that really won't do anything because it's uncomfortable. They don't want to argue with their aunt, their cousins, their uncles. I do all the time. It's not nasty. It's not mean. Even with my friends, they know where I stand on this stuff. And guess what? We still go have lunch together. It's not a bad thing. And the war against religious liberty? Just going to take off under Hillary Clinton. When you have schools right now that have prayer rooms for Muslims and kids can't open up Bibles or a teacher can't open up a Bible in a classroom when a kid asks her a question or they don't want the Bible on the desk of the teacher, when did that happen? Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up in the last segment.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you?
With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Tiny brain whoppers of other people's buttons.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a play. Yeah, you know what? I'm at that point now when I get rolling, I forget what I was talking about. Thank God for my producer lady. She keeps me on track. Well, she tries real hard. I don't know if she always... Yeah, there you go. That's right. Or else I take one to the side of the head. This is mostly aimed at my Christian friends, but hey, look, you can all learn, right? It's all good. Isn't that what you guys say? When you talk about why Christians should get up and vote, why you need to look at, and don't listen to mainstream media. You know, when I say get off your knees and vote, that doesn't mean don't pray about it. Of course you pray about it. God to reveal for you, show you what it is that you need to know to make an informed decision. Remember, he gives you freedom of choice, so he's not gonna say you've got to vote for so and so or else. He wants you to do your own homework. He'll give you the information. He'll make it available to you. And again, abortion is not the only issue out there. There's so many other things going on. The Little Sisters of the Poor shouldn't make you crazy. That they went after such an organization. I mean, come on, they help the poorest of the poor out. They give health and they give comfort. They give aid to those who don't have enough money to do it, who don't have enough money to take care of themselves. Why would you go against them? What's the upside to that?
Yeah, we showed them old nuns, didn't we? Now they got to give abortion pills to the 70-year-old women they're taking care of, or else.
That's so stupid. And they wasted your tax dollars fighting them. So they wasted your tax dollars taking away money away from an organization that does nothing but good to help sick people. This is the group that runs this country.
Breathe. Everybody breathe. So, and you know it's just going to get worse, like I said, under Hillary. And because we don't pay attention, it won't be 4 years of Hillary. It'll be 8 years of Hillary, and it'll be 40 to 50 years of the damage she does. No way to turn it around in a short period of time. Not without burning the whole place down. Voting is about endorsing policies, not personalities. Remember that. Right? It's not the Trumps of the world. Some of you don't like Trump because you don't like that kind of attitude. That male machismo attitude, right? The alpha dog, as they call him. You don't get successful being a weenie. Look at Wiener. He proved that point, didn't he? You don't become successful being a squishy. Maybe you don't like his attitude. Well, too bad. He's done pretty good for himself. Ronald Reagan was a known womanizer, whether you want to hear it or not, during his days in Hollywood. And he actually became the first president in history, first divorced president in history. Yet in 1980, evangelicals overwhelmingly supported Reagan. Think about it. Over one named Jimmy Carter, who was a Baptist Sunday school teacher, who married to one woman, for all intents and purposes, we know he was faithful to her, I guess for years at the time, years and years and years. By supporting Reagan, evangelicals were not supporting, they weren't supporting a womanizing or divorcee. They were endorsing Reagan's policies. Reagan had made mistakes that he fessed up to. Do you know that? He made mistakes in California as governor, and he later said, I made mistakes in these areas. These are the things I did wrong, and I wouldn't do them again. Do you see that? The guy that's in office right now who says he's a Christian. See, you made... It's funny how many Democrats made fun of, this just came to me, made fun of Trump because he wouldn't admit to doing anything wrong. He wouldn't admit to, at one point, he wasn't sorry for anything. Yet you've got a president in office right now who has said he hasn't done anything wrong. It's all the Republicans' fault. It's all the Bush's fault. Who has said he's learned nothing from being president. He said that in an interview. There's nothing I didn't know going in. I mean, that's somebody. That is one dangerous person. He can't be 8 years in there, and he's learned nothing. There's a bunch of conservative Christians, I'm amazed, who have developed a case of selective amnesia when it comes to their support of previous candidates with imperfect pasts. Right? Reagan, McCain, Bush, Gingrich. Look at Gingrich. Everybody talked about. I mean, I like Gingrich. He's a smart guy. A lot of information, a lot of passion, a lot of knowledge, a lot of women. Yeah, you heard me. There's no perfect politician. Get over yourselves. You're not going to find somebody who's going to meet all your criteria. And I don't want to hear about this stuff where I'm tired of voting for the lesser of the two evils. You're not. They're all evil, frankly, when you think about it. They've all got evil pasts. They've all got things that they do that we wouldn't agree with. They've all look at Reagan. I mean, I don't want to go through everything Reagan did, but the bottom line with it is not one of them was perfect. Right? I mean, for you Christians, where's your perfect pastor? Show him to me. Send me his name, joe@therealside.com. I want to interview the guy because I've never interviewed a perfect person before. Right? We're all working through our stuff, aren't we? We've got two of bad candidates. We'll work with what we got. The sanctity of life and the preservation of religious freedom are big to me because I think the other things hinge off of that. Because the religious freedom comes under the freedom of speech, right? The First Amendment. We haven't even talked about the Second Amendment yet. That's later on. But if you think about the First Amendment in and of itself, think about all the liberties that are being taken away from you that you have under the First Amendment. Now they're going to start parsing that. When it comes to religious freedoms, they don't really fall under the First Amendment because there is the separation of church and state. Therefore, you can't be covered under the First Amendment. I mean, isn't that what's happening? Our soldiers couldn't write scripture. Our soldiers, our young cadets, couldn't write. They have these whiteboards for messages and other things on their dorm rooms. And some of the soldiers, not all, not even a lot, or not even a majority of, but a lot of soldiers, would put scriptures on their on the little whiteboards when they walked in and out of their rooms. It would encourage them. Now, they could have all kinds of sayings. They could have all kinds of lines from movies. But because the scripture made a few of the soldiers feel bad, what are those guys, the Military Freedom from Religion Freaks? I can't remember them, right? That's them? Yeah. The military version of the Freedom from Religion Freaks. They went in and filed a lawsuit. Out of the 3,000 cadets, one of them didn't like it. I'm sorry, I go right back to what I said before. You want to put a picture of Satan up there? Good for you. He doesn't scare me. I know, some people freak out. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't even make me feel weird. Right? We have freedom of speech, but it's selective freedom of speech, isn't it? So if we don't protect these little freedoms, if we don't take care of these little things, I don't know, how do you Christians defend yourself? I'm serious. How do you religious, maybe you don't consider yourself a Christian. Maybe you consider yourself, I don't know, a Sunday go to meeting person. I don't even know. But how would you defend yourself if you're in front of the Almighty? And he asks you about all these things. Why didn't you fight for this? Why didn't you fight for the unborn? Why didn't you fight for children who couldn't fight for themselves? What are you going to say? Come on, honest. What are you going to say? You need to think about that now, because that could come up in a heartbeat now, couldn't it? And you know what I mean by that. You could be gone in a heartbeat. And again, good and bad. Who decides what's good and bad? You know, we talked about Cain. And if you don't think this is a battle for your religious freedom, or maybe you're not a religious person, like I said, those buttons that we gave away a couple of years ago, but said it's okay to say Merry Christmas. I had atheists send me emails, send me a button. I don't believe in Christmas, I don't believe in your God, but I believe in your right to believe in a God. When Cain came out and said, point blank, remember, he's a heartbeat away from that seat, that you Catholics, you better get in line, stop this nonsense about same-sex marriage and abortion, or else we'll stop you from doing it. We'll put laws in place to force you. Basically what he said is, we'll put laws in place to stop your freedom of speech and freedom of religion rights. That's what I'll do as a Democrat, as a vice president, as somebody one heartbeat away from that seat. If that doesn't, and you think it'll stop there for you that aren't religious? You really think it'll stop there? It won't stop there. You look at those religions that have been stopped by dictators, and don't think for a second that Hillary Clinton will not be a dictator. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Thanks for putting up with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the inner chat room. Send me messages, joe@therealside.com. As some of you know, because I've done your stories, send me an email or a message on Facebook if you have a story or a topic you want me to do, joe@therealside.com. Hey, have a safe rest of the day. We're here every day. I want you back tomorrow. I want to hear from you tomorrow. I'm going to see you in the room tomorrow. Have a blessed and safe rest of the day. God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?